Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am your host with the most. I might not have the most, but at least I have a hot tub sitting here behind me. So that counts as something, right? I am in beautiful downtown Reno with the lovely Amy, and we are at the Atlantis. And yes, there's a hot tub because that's how we roll. Somebody has to. Today is Wednesday, March 9th. And there's only a couple of things out, so we're just going to read that. But the first one being the Blake Jones Trout Derby is back. By George, it's like in a couple of days. Well, let me read this to you so we can get going on this. The Blake Jones Trout Derby is coming back this Saturday, March 12th, and it's going to be better than ever. Prizes will include float tubes, Yeti coolers, propane barbecues, rod and reel combos, and tons of other great gear provided by the event's generous co-sponsors. Since 1968, the Blake Jones Trout Derby has been a favorite tradition for locals and visitors. It's a blind bogey format, so everyone has equal chance of winning. How blind bogey works, registered anglers can catch up to 5 fish and bring them to weigh in before 3 p.m. If any of your fish match the secret weight, I did that with air quotes, you are entered into the, air quotes, blind bogey raffle. Additional prizes will be awarded for early registration, farthest travel, big fish, and even no fish for those that choose catch and release. How about just no catch? Because that's probably what I would win, and I would win big. There are prize categories for adults and kids of all ages. New for, they were talking about me there. New for this year, trash collectors raffle. This is really cool. Good on them. Good job, Chamber. Take a trash bag along with you on your fishing excursion. Bring the bag and whatever you collect to the fairgrounds with your fish for weigh-in. We'll give you a separate raffle ticket for some great prizes. Registration for the Derby is now open. Sign up online at www.bishopvisitor.com or drop by the Bishop Chamber of Commerce, 690 North Main Street. Registration fee is $25 for adults and $15 for kids under 12. You can also pre-order your commemorative event t-shirt to be sure they don't run out of your size. The entry fees help to offset the cost of the extra fish stocking, more than 17,000 in the past 2 months. Day of Derby registration, weigh-in, and award ceremony will be at the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds in downtown Bishop. Fishing locations include Pleasant Valley Reservoir and the Owens River. California Department of Fish and Wildlife plants rainbow trout year-round in these locations, and the Bishop Chamber purchased extra fish from Wright's Rainbows prior to the Derby. The Blake Jones Trout Derby is co-sponsored by Inyo County, City of Bishop, plus many other generous prize sponsors. For more information, contact the Bishop Chamber at 760-873-8405. I really like the trash pickup thing. That is really good. Good job, ladies. What else do we got here? There was a yellow alert bill by that Patterson fellow I was talking about yesterday. So he is assemblyman from the, I guess he's our assemblyman now. I still haven't really got the solid answer because it's all kind of weird. But with the new districting, he covers us, and he is from the Fresno area. So I'm going to find more about that as soon as I can. But anyway, seemed a little fishy to me. You see? Fishy. See, I tied that in from the last story. I'm going to stop now. Legislation introduced by Assemblyman Jim Patterson to make it easier for law enforcement to track down hit-and-run drivers was approved in the Assembly Public Safety Committee in a unanimous vote. Under AB 1732, local law enforcement agencies that need the public's help finding a hit-and-run driver would ask the California Highway Patrol to activate a yellow alert. Freeway signs in a designated area would then be lit up with a vehicle license plate or description. When a driver leaves the scene of the crime, they fail to do the most humane thing: to stay and render critical aid to the person they hurt. Patterson said, "We need to do everything possible to help law enforcement find these drivers so they can be held accountable for their actions." AB 1732 moves to the Assembly Appropriations Committee for a vote. So, 23rd Assembly District, which is where I'm confused. But hey, if it's not our news, it's still good stuff, right? Right? Hey, you know what's cool? Police Chief Richard Standridge. I like that guy. I'm not just saying that because he's a cop and you always want to be nice to law enforcement. I'm saying it because I like the guy. I think he's cool. You know what he did? And this is really awesome because it looks like this guy deserved it. Officer Dave Scobie was promoted to the rank of police sergeant this morning in a ceremony at City Hall with family and local law enforcement partners in attendance. Sergeant Scobie has 20 years of experience in law enforcement and is active in the community. Please join Chief Standridge and the Bishop PD team in congratulating Sergeant Scobie on this career achievement. Congratulations, Sergeant Scobie, on that. Sounds like it was very well warranted. So, got one more thing. There really wasn't much today, guys. I apologize, but it just was one of those days. You know how it goes. But I did really want to talk about something near and dear to all of our hearts. Well, I guess if you use the word differently, near and dear to all of our bowels, gas. And I mean gas prices. Ouch. No, it's written right here. It says ouch, and there's an exclamation point. So this article comes from Shorty's Speed Shop in Bishop, which is everybody's favorite automotive place, right? Without question, not just because they're one of our sponsors. They are fantastic. They're booked out for months, so prove me wrong. But anyway, this is one thing that I love about the guys, guy and gal at Shorty's, is they like to help and give us information. And so this is about gas. All I've been seeing on social media is people complaining about the price of gas. And I'm not complaining that they're complaining, because it's awful. No doubt. What was it in Bridgeport? $7?
$7.
$7 driving through Bridgeport today. That is ridiculous. Of course, we didn't stop there. But anyway, unless you guys want to be a sponsor for Eastern Sierra Now, we'll stop next time. Probably not for $7. Sorry, bro. But anyway, this I thought was great. This is just a quick little reminder of how to help you with your gas prices and the crisis of things right now. One thing that a lot of people don't understand, what do those numbers mean? You got Supreme and Techron and Supreme with Techron and Ron's Tech Supreme and Tech Supreme Ron gas. And there's all those different numbers there. Well, what does that even mean? Well, they went out of their way to explain it to us. So I'm going to read it to you as it was written. Gas prices are insane right now, so we figured this was the best time to post this classroom article. I'm going to cut straight to the punch here. High octane gas is not higher quality. Stop filling up with 89 or 91, unless your car states that it is required. It is a waste of money. It is a marketing scam. The reasoning octane is a fuel resistance to burning. So again, octane is a fuel's resistance to burning. That's what that means. The higher the octane, the harder it is to ignite, the slower it burns, and colder it burns. That's it. Nothing more. It is needed in high compression or turbocharged, supercharged vehicles, not your grocery getter. It does not simply make more horsepower or burn better. It is used to prevent pre-ignition or knock in engines with very high cylinder pressures and temperatures. So if you want high-quality gas, then buy top-tier gas. But right now, I wouldn't do that because it's probably that $7 in Bridgeport. Top-tier gas has the highest quality additives in it, and it helps keep your valves and injectors clean and carbon-free. See the second pick on the link that we have, not only at Shorty Speed Shop, but at Eastern Sierra Now on our Instagram story, and you can see the difference between the gases. The only two gas stations in the Owens Valley that carry top-tier gas are Chevron and Shell. So if you're interested in a better-burning gas, that's what you want. But if just for the Supreme and all that, you don't need that. That's just a waste of time, and you're spending more money than you need to. Right now, I think every penny counts. Like, my favorite meme going right now is the guy that says, I saw the dude in front of me get $10 in gas. Where was he going? To the next pump? That's true. Yeesh. So, Shorty Speed Shop, thank you for that information, guys. You do such a good job over there. You know, and if you have something that you need to work on your car, and head over there and do that. But you know what's even better? They smog. Who smogs, right? Anymore, it's hard to even find somebody to smog. So you go over to Robbie and you say, hey, bud, I need to smog this car. You'll get it done like right then and there, really fast, cheap, and perfect. So that's where you need to go. So go over there for your smogs, but for anything, especially dealing in Toyotas, Subarus, Hondas, cars like that. He does such a phenomenal job. He's such a great guy and good friend of mine. So head over to Shorty's Speed Shop today. And I think that's going to wrap it up, guys. Let me just say thank you again really quick to Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, and Margaret for being patrons in our Patreon account. That is so amazing. It's so wonderful to see people helping out local news like that. And if you'd like to do that, please head over to patreon.com/EasternSierra now, or go to our homepage and there's a big red button that says become a patron. It's a cool way to help out local news and it helps us out so much. Thank you. So anyway, if you'd like to subscribe to more of our outlets, we pretty much are on all social media. So just type in Eastern Sierra now, it'll pop up. You can subscribe. And different stuff comes out on different platforms, honestly. So you might want to at least get Instagram, because I know that one's going to be different sometimes. But for the most part, Facebook, Twitter, the website, they're all going to be the same thing. But it's the quickest way to get it. Go subscribe to the website. Just all you got to do is put in your email when you get there and hit subscribe. Every single time a story is posted, you're going to get a link in your email just saying, hey, here's a new story you might want to know about. It's kind of cool, right, Amy?
It's awesome.
See, she says it's awesome. So you need to check that out, and we'll just keep this train a-rolling, as it were. So we are going to cut out for today, and I will be back tomorrow. I got to go hit that hot tub, by the way. You can hear splashing around, and that's way better than sitting here talking to you guys. Sorry, I'm out of here. Eastern's here now. Jesse, bye.